There's something about baseball that brings out the little boy or little girl in all of us. When you're young, you don't want to just watch the game. You want to be your favorite player, imitating the style and mannerisms you admire. I was reminded of this when Dean Bartoli Smith began talking about his boyhood hero, Paul Blair.
Paul Blair was the greatest center fielder in Orioles history, and he started his career in September of 1964, and it ran through 1976. He won 8 Gold Gloves. He was specifically known for his great defense, and he played a very shallow center field and would almost challenge hitters to hit the ball over his head. And when they did that, he would just, there would be a burst of speed, and he would, in any direction, and he could make the play. And he was also pretty good at the plate, too, and he had a very distinctive style with the way he played. He was very lithe and very cool, and he would stand at the plate and sort of caress the air with the bat, and when the pitcher pitched a ball that he liked, he would just unleash a furious swing and mostly hit singles, but hit a lot of important home runs and inside-the-park home runs. And that same burst of speed is what he had in the outfield to go catch these balls. And he literally made the pitching staff and the team better by robbing people of base hits. And that staff, pitching staff, Jim Palmer and others, relied on him. And they'd pitch the ball a certain way because they knew if they hit it in the air to center field, in any part of center field, Paul Blair would catch it.
And this past August 26th was the anniversary of the day at Memorial Stadium in 1973 when Blair hit an inside-the-park grand slam.
And this is a player who was a standout player at a time when the Orioles were a great team. I mean, there was lots of guys that were really good on the team, but he was still, there was something special about him.
Yeah, they were definitely a dynasty from around 69 through the mid-70s. Then later did go back to the World Series in 79. Frank DeFord, Sports Illustrated and NPR guy who grew up in Baltimore, wrote a story I'll never forget in 71, and the headline was, "The Best Damn Team in Baseball." And if you were a little kid and you read that, and I read Sports Illustrated every week, it made you very proud to be an Oriole fan.
Well, he really helped the Orioles win the 1966 World Series. He hit a key home run in one of the games. It was a 1-0 victory. And in the next game, I think he robbed Jim Lefevre of a home run that was hit over center field. And it was a 4-game sweep, but these were tight games. They were very close games. And many folks thought going in, the Orioles didn't have a chance to win that. But Blair was there. He was there in 1970. He had 9 hits, just like Brooks Robinson did in the World Series. And that tied a major league record. Robinson got the MVP, but Blair was right there with 9 hits as well.
Now, and you mentioned, Rafael, being a little kid and watching these games. What did baseball mean to the two of you growing up in Baltimore? I watching you talk about Paul Blair, I can see you sort of like going back in your minds to that time. What was it like to grow up as a baseball fan in Baltimore?
Well, unlike Dean, I was an awful baseball player. my dad, God bless him, was a crabber and a fisherman and that kind of a guy. And I was a little kid obsessed with the game. I learned a lot of Baltimore history through reading sports books and always looking up Baltimore in the index. The Orioles were something you could be really, really proud of. They were ours, and we weren't on the big stage like L.A. I mean, to beat L.A. was better than beating, you know, St. Louis in the World Series, because it was, you know, our lunch pail, working class, all that romantic blue-collar stuff that makes Baltimore so Baltimore. The other thing was my Polish grandfather worked for the National Brewery, and in these glory years, the Hofberger family owned the Baltimore Orioles and National Beer, and that's how I got a ticket to go to the 1969 World Series against the ridiculously amazing Mets. No one could believe that one. And my uncle took me to the first game of that series, the only one the Orioles won against the Mets that year. What was it like for you, Dean?
So my first memory is in 1969, the last game of the Mets with the Mets, and we were losing the game. All the people come out of the stadium at Shea Stadium, and I start to cry. And I'm only 6 years old, and I look around, and there's no one else in the room. And about 6 months later, my parents separated and eventually divorced, and I adopted the Orioles. They were my surrogate parents, and especially Paul Blair, because I would mimic the way that he would catch fly balls and mimic the way that he threw the ball in and all of his mannerisms. So if you were learning how to field a ground ball, you would mimic Brooks Robinson. We had these, Mark Belanger, you had these great examples.
The blade.
And And with fly balls, it was always Blair because he had this just really cool, distinctive style. That was the way you wanted to play, and that was really it filled that void for me.
Dean, could you speak to the way Blair always used two hands to catch a fly ball and how the current players disdain that?
Well, yeah, and I actually had the chance to talk to Paul Blair about the current players not really being focused on defense, and that was something he really prided himself in. He would call them the freebies of the game. So there was catching and throwing and doing all the fundamentals well. That tracks into the Oriole way. But, yeah, he would just nestle on. He would make it look easy, and he would nestle under it and sort of kind of have one hand on the side of his glove and just make that catch every time.
Well, you mentioned the Oriole way, and I've heard it said that Paul Blair personified the Oriole way. What is the Oriole way for those who are unfamiliar?
Well, Dean, why don't you take that and start with the farm system and what they teach in the minor leagues?
Yeah, I mean, simply put, it's pitching defense in the three-run homer. And Earl Weaver and Buck Showalter as well, you look at the team this year, and there are a lot of three-run home runs being hit. And it's just a focus on the details or the fundamentals of the game. And, you know, I think it goes back to all those great coaches, Cal Ripken Sr. and Billy Hunter and George Bamberg.
And even Paul Richards.
And the architect was probably Paul Richards as well. But that, you know, they felt like if you did those things right, you were going to be successful. And you watch those, even the pitchers all had the same mannerisms. I mean, you could see Jim Palmer and then Storm Davis who came in, you know, in the next decade. They all had the same mannerisms as pitchers, and you could tell that was what was being taught.
But somehow, the fact that Paul Blair passed away at the end of last year, you'd almost think that the Orioles would have done something to honor this great player from the past, and they've done this with other people, and they're doing it this year with Tom Clancy, a patch on their uniforms, but somehow that didn't happen.
No, and enough time went by that it would have happened by now. So what Dean and I and my partner in this project, Charlie Vassalero, who is a beloved barkeep over at Grand Cru in Belvedere Square and one of the most knowledgeable baseball men in Baltimore, we did not go to the team. We decided we would just do it from a fan's point of view because if the team had wanted to do something, they would have done it by now. He was on the video board or the scoreboard video at the beginning of the season when they went through the list of a dozen or so other folks connected to the team who passed away. But this guy was not a minority owner. He was not someone in the front office. He was the greatest center fielder in the history of the franchise. You know, it's not so much why this guy, why that guy. It's we love Paul Blair. And we're simply asking folks to show up to the doubleheader against the Yankees on September 12th with signs, little homemade signs, the kind Dean made when he was a kid, that just say, we love Paul Blair, and there's going to be a ton of media there. It's Derek Jeter's last trip to Camden Yards before his retirement, and it's organic. It's not corporate-driven. It'll have a life of its own. It'll live beyond whatever we're doing and find its proper place.
The great thing about it is we've been able to go back and look at all the contribution that he made. And, you know, in talking to his son, he's like, my dad was a one-man Make-A-Wish Foundation. He was helping the community. He was doing that, you know, right from the beginning. And but we've been able to look at, when you look at a lot of the things and you think about it, like, yeah, he probably was responsible for a lot of that success. I mean, he played in four World Series for the Orioles. He won four World Series, two with the Yankees, two with the Orioles. And that just speaks to the caliber of the player that he was. I mean, he made a good team great.
The whole spirit of this seems like something that Paul Blair himself would have totally dug.
I think so, yeah. I mean, a lot of times when people pass away and you have big, you know, parties in their honor or whatever, like the joke is, you know, he would have never come to this thing.
Right. You know, it's interesting is that, you know, he also shared that he wouldn't have wanted to play in today's baseball, you know, even though players are making exorbitant salaries. And, you know, he was, the way he puts it is, we were playing for each other. I was playing for Brooks. I was playing for Frank. We were winning championships. We could sacrifice all of that because we were winning championships.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I'm glad I didn't know so much about Paul Blair before I started looking into this, and I'm really pleased, and I hope to see you guys at the Yard.
Thanks. Yes,
thank you very much.
And the website is 8goldgloves.com, E-I-G-H-T, goldgloves.com, to find out more.
Rafael Alvarez and Dean Bartoli-Smith speaking about Oriole great Paul Blair and their plans for a celebration in his honor at Camden Yards on Friday, September 12th, when the Orioles play a doubleheader against the New York Yankees. For The Signal, I'm Lisa Morgan.